These folks are too good. Wow. What do I do with my bifocals here? Keith Maskus graduated from Knox College in 1976 with a bachelor's degree in economics and mathematics and went on to earn a PhD in economics from the University of Michigan. Keith is professor of economics and associate dean for social sciences at the University of Colorado Boulder and a renowned expert on international trade, including direct foreign investment, intellectual property rights, and the link between trade and technology transfer. He has been a lead economist in the Department Research Development Research Group at the World Bank, a research fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics, and a fellow at the Kiel Institute for World Economics. As a visiting professor, Keith has taught at several international universities, including the University of Adelaide, the University of Bocconi, University of Munich, and Peking University. Keith served as a consultant for the World Bank, his work resulting in a fund to purchase and distribute HIV/AIDS drugs to impoverished countries. Other consulting work includes the United Nations Conference on Trade and Development, the World Health Organization, the World Intellectual Property Organization, and the International Task Force on Global Public Goods. Keith has been a visiting scholar at the U.S. Department of State, University of Bocconi, CES Info Institute at the University of Munich, the China Center for Economic Research at the University of Beijing. He is the author of many, many articles and books, including Intellectual Property Rights in the Global Economy, and co-editor of International Public Goods and the Transfer of Technology Under Globalized Intellectual Property Regime. His current research focuses on the international economic aspects of protecting intellectual property rights. Now that's the stuff I got from Carol. I have a couple of my own comments. But I'm not like Robin, I'll be short. but not as elegant or eloquent. I'm not going to talk about probably the most famous or infamous photograph to appear in a Knox yearbook. 1976 soccer team, Keith was a member of it, had their picture taken while they are all naked. I won't talk about that. It would be embarrassing. I do want to say one thing about his administrative abilities that wasn't mentioned here. When he was a member of the Department of Economics early on at the University of Colorado Boulder and then chair of the Economics Department, he knows about specialization, being an international economist, and said, folks, we've got to specialize and be world class in one of the fields. And he did it. It's a highly renowned graduate program in international economics. That's why he probably has his current post, which some of us would say is going over to the dark side. But that's another story. Last thing you want to know about Keith is his irreverent sense of humor. He sent me a book of his some 15, 20 years ago that we had three co-authors. And then there was a blurb on the inside about every author. And the editor apparently thought it would be neat, after saying all the things about their accomplishments. In his spare time, the first one, I don't know what they were, marathon running. Second one, likes to ride a bike. 300 miles a day. Other one, competitive alpine skiing. All these sports metaphors. When it comes to Keith, what does Keith like to do in his spare time? He likes to run regressions and jump to conclusions. I'm honored to present Keith Maskus with the 2010 Alumni Achievement Award for his achievements in economics and higher education, and I must say, at being a nice guy.
Well, thank you. I'm certainly also extremely honored by this award. I'm sure there are many hundreds of Knox graduates who have outstanding careers. I can see some of them right now, in fact. And so thank you to the Alumni Association, and thank you, Roy, for the nomination. And I also want to thank my wife, Sue Rehack, who was here just a moment ago, must be taking a picture. There she is. A Knox graduate from 1975. I can assure you I would not be standing here now if it wasn't for her. So Carol's letter asked us to offer some reminiscences about how Knox has affected our careers. I'll try to be short. I wanted to mention two, maybe two and a half, since Coach Protz has shown up, and I was hoping to see him. He was not the originator of the naked picture, by the way. Most of my stories would boil down to just saying this about Knox. It's an astonishing place for a young person to find opportunities to grow. And my first sort of experience I will tell you about is my sophomore year, a Russian professor here named Vasily Fyodorov, some of you may remember him, organized a tour group in the period of time between Thanksgiving and the holidays to the Soviet Union. This was 1973. Americans were not supposed to travel to the Soviet Union then. I don't know how he pulled this off, but he had us listed as a Canadian tour group. We flew from Montreal, and indeed, we were Canadians for this trip. It was an extraordinary event in many ways. I remember it like it was, 2 years ago anyway. And one thing in particular, one afternoon we had some free time, so some friends and I decided we would go visit what's called the Tretyakov Gallery. If you've been in Moscow, you know that's a very famous art museum. And we started walking on this very cold day and got lost in Moscow. So being intrepid and young, I walked right up to a Soviet soldier guarding something and asked him in broken Russian how to get to the Tretyakov Gallery. He could have shot me, I'm sure. But he sort of looked at this odd sight of four American kids in bright clothing in the middle of this drab place and just said, well, in Russian, here's how you do it, and pointed, and I have really didn't know what he was talking about, but of course, off we went and we found the place. But that convinced me that in fact, deep in my blood is the need to travel internationally all the time. So coming back from that experience, I asked myself here at Knox, how can I make this happen? Well, I decided on a career as an international economist. That seemed good. To do that, I had to study economics, of course, but also mathematics. So the second thing I'll tell you is, this was an amazing math department back then. I was able to take courses from Rothwell Stevens, many of you will remember. But also remember Dennis Schneider, who's sitting here, who was a very young professor at that time, as was Roy Anderson. Roy and I, by the way, came here at exactly the same time. And Dennis, in order to be hired here, I think was offered the opportunity to teach graduate level seminars in real algebra and real analysis, which Kevin and I took, among a few others. And let me just tell you, at a big university, if you ask an associate dean, can I teach an undergraduate class with five students in it? We have eight ways of telling you no. But it was possible here. It was phenomenal and very hard. But it put me with a real leg up in graduate school, I have to say. And so that was another opportunity that I think has made an impact on my career. And I'm not going to tell you much about that other than just to say things worked out for me. It took, the math part worked out right away. It took a while for the foreign travel, unless you consider moving to Boulder, Colorado as an assistant professor, a trip to a far country somewhere. But after being able to publish a fair amount and doing my work in intellectual property rights, all of that came. And I've been very lucky. I've traveled in over 60 countries, consulted with lots of ministers, and it's been great, and I really I thank Knox for setting me up in that way. I'll just briefly tell you the kinds of questions I ask in case you're interested. Is it a good idea for the United States to deregulate imports of prescription drugs from Canada? Because it might bring the prices down. That's one question I've actually written about on extensively. Here's another one. The United States and Europe have forced very strong patent rights and copyrights onto developing countries. May or may not be good for them. But is this good for the world? Well, the answer to both of those questions is the same. It all depends. And in fact, this is who economists are. We're the people who tell you what it depends on. At least we thought we could do that until the financial crisis. So let me just close by saying, actually, I was going to say something very briefly about soccer, if I could. You know, this is another great opportunity at Knox. When I came here in the early 70s, there wasn't a soccer program. Some excellent students worked with Coach Potts back here to start one. It quickly became a very good soccer team, but not enough guys were here to actually be on the second string. So I went out, and I remember the day Coach Potts looked at me and he said, "Moskus, have you ever played this game before?" And I said, "Well, in gym class I have." And he was kind enough to put me on the team. It was really fantastic. You can't do that at a big university like mine. So after all this time, I still am grateful for the opportunities here at Knox. And again, I thank you for this award. It's really wonderful. Thank you.